Stevie Wonder. A backtrack taking us down the tunnel of time, a tune called Lately. It's 27 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock on Radio Life and Style, coming to you live from the center of Valito. Now, as promised, this morning we're going to be in conversation with Rian Foster and Warwick Chapman from the Guadaguza Residence Forum. Guys, welcome to the studio. Welcome to the show. Nice to have you bright and early with the questions that we have and the answers that you're about to give. I think it's going to create a lot more awareness of what the Guadaguza Residence Forum is all about.
Thanks.
So let's just launch into it and ask you, possibly, Rian, it would be a question that you can answer. How and why was this KDRF, the Guadaguza Residence Forum, established?
Dave, I'm going to start off by saying that I'm more the email pusher. I write better. And that's why I've got Warwick here, the chairman, to assist in explaining. But just in a nutshell, it's an organization that looks to assist residents. Its objectives are to look at the interests of residents in the wider Guadaguza area as a whole, and to bring accountability to the municipality and other government organizations that that we pay rates to. We have a we are owed services, and when I say we, I'm talking about each and every one of the areas that we stay in this municipality. And it's just bringing people together from the northern part of Guadaguza to the southern part of Guadaguza and unifying in demanding service delivery.
Okay. There have been attempts in the past, and there have been organizations. There are indeed organizations that claim to be doing the same thing. For example, the Ratepayers Association is constituted to pretty much do what you've identified. And obviously you've seen a need for an augmentation or a somewhat different body. Warwick, possibly you can elucidate as to why.
Yeah. So, Dave, what we're trying to do is, in a way, shadow the municipality in all 30 wards, not just in a select portion of the municipality. And particularly, you know, there are two economic and population centers of Guadaguza, and that is Stanga and Belito, and drawing representatives from both into the same body, and then also making sure that we are active in the rest of the many rural parts of the municipality. So what we are trying to do is complement those existing bodies that exist. You know, when you have the challenges that we have with service delivery and accountability in this municipality, every contributor has a role that they can play. Mm. And even if there were some form of duplication, you know, it really doesn't matter, it doesn't hurt that there are two bodies saying the same thing about a particular aspect of, say, accountability.
Now, the municipal spokesperson that we've just briefly touched on the subject with seems to feel that they're confused as to why there is a need for another organization when there is an existing residents and ratepayers association. I think they're not really confused. They're just hoping it'll go away. But your organization seems to be quite determined to push through to results.
Sure.
How are you going to ensure that the municipality, in fact, if it should be the municipality that's in sights for a particular service delivery issue, follows through? Is there a legal framework that you can follow? Because without that, it would be another group of almost like keyboard warriors getting together.
Sure. So, you know, let me say at the outset that the KDRF in its formalization is a couple of months old. But Rian, in particular, and a group of other people have been running a series of social media channels under the name of the Guadaguza Residence Forum since about 2018. Now, I think most people who live in this area and are active on social media will come across it at some stage or another. There are literally 5,000 to 6,000 people on these groups. And the bottom line is, it has traction. I believe it has traction because the man sitting here to my right is something of a fox terrier. And when he grabs an issue, he really applies himself in a substantial way. And he's able to draw many, many other people into that particular issue.
You've done that well, Rian. Hey, what is your background?
I'm an attorney by profession, currently a corporate lawyer. I have a full-time job. This is kind of my after-hours passion. And I feel that this is something that many people can get behind. I have limited bandwidth, and that's why I've approached people like Warwick, like Mark Whitehead, like Kamal Singh, and Stephanie, and we're looking for other volunteers, people that have municipal backgrounds, people that have financial backgrounds, people that can help us look at what is being discussed at a council level, what is being proposed. Without criticizing everyone or anyone, I think that we've been kind of isolated from the perspective of knowing what's happening at a council level. We sometimes don't know what is being discussed in advance at council meetings. We get told afterwards that this decision's been taken or that decision's been taken, and it shouldn't be that way. A council should run on the basis of participation and engagement with the community in a broader sense. And it shouldn't be that ratepayers and residents across the entire spectrum get surprised afterwards with decisions that affect them in a material manner.
Generally, it's a question, I think, of leadership. But there's been limited leadership from a civic perspective in the past, and that has generally led to the situation where the municipality can get away with pretty much anything.
Exactly.
Because what are you going to do about it ultimately? Mm-hmm. And I think that's the question I want to pose to you, because what you're doing, I don't think there's a single person affected possibly other than those that are not doing their jobs, but certainly those that stand to benefit from better service delivery, that would include the majority of everyone in this region. So there would be no reason at all not to be involved or to get involved, and we'll talk about how later. But that would assume that by joining this organization, you're going to be able to literally make things happen, because that's the big missing link so far. Sure. There's been a lot of talk often about issues, but very little when it comes to, well, if this doesn't happen, we're going to then go to a resolution that is going to enforce action.
Sure.
And I think that's a fresh message.
So, Dave, I've had some experience in local government. I was a councillor in Itakwini for 2 terms, and obviously, I was an opposition councillor. I wasn't in government there. And it's very frustrating. You can have something that is blatant injustice, and you can publicize it, and you can, every right-thinking person in the world would want to rectify that, but government chooses not to. And I think that we all know that when it comes to corruption and failure to deliver and cater deployment and all of these things that are affecting the willingness or ability of the municipality to deliver, that we understand why that's the case.
Yeah.
That said, part of what we have to do as an organization is figure out what is going to work. Okay, and that's why we're talking about people with financial experience, people with legal experience, people who can help us understand all of these council documents. There are just under 60 councillors in the municipality, and they've got a heck of a lot of work to do if they want it in their communities. And on top of that, there's the written work of council, the plans and the budgets and all of that. It's a heck of a lot of work. So what we would like to do is make sure that we're on top of all of that stuff, keep our ear to the ground about other initiatives around the country that are getting traction, because there are all sorts of communities that are trying to figure out how to hold their municipalities accountable, or what the next step is to provincial government or to national government in order to make things happen. We've seen communities that have been successful in the courts at getting councils to pay for the services that they've been delivering themselves. So by way of example, I think you and I, Dave, get really good refuse removal in KDM. It's reliable, public holiday, doesn't matter what happens, we get refuse removal. But have a look at Nkobongo, have a look at Sharkey's Head, have a look at any of the remote township or rural type communities, and there's rubbish piling up all over the place. Why?
And Dave, just to add to that, I think the saddest aspect of our democracy is probably the fact that if you ask the average Kwadakuza resident who voted, if you ask them who is your councillor, they wouldn't know. And if you said, what does a councillor do, they would have a very vague notion. And if you ask them if any of those functions that supposedly have to be done by the councillor have been done, they would look at you with a blank stare. And our role, over and above, you know, looking for accountability, is to create awareness with the average Kwadakuza resident. So this is your councillor. This is what he or she is supposed to be doing. If he or she is not supposed to, not doing this, these are the steps mm-hmm. that you need to take.
Well, I think, again, what you're talking about, it makes a lot of sense, and it's a message of hope. But nothing really, I think, succeeds like success. If you take a project and have a deliverable that you can then use to illustrate the point, that would be fantastic. Is there something like this in the crosshairs?
Well, personally, I'm really interested in driving the refuse removal thing because it, as an issue, it hits a lot of different notes. You've got the ecological, environmental impact. You've obviously got the quality of life impact. But there's also a question of injustice here. Why is it that you and I have such efficient refuse removal, but in a way of saying the ANC's own voters are being neglected? Mm. So I'd like to see that issue driven. Another thing that I'd like to see along the lines of what Rion has just mentioned is there's a budget that is prepared by the municipality every year. And that budget says, you know, how much they're going to spend on refuse removal and Nkobongo, for example, versus how much they're going to spend on VIP protection for politicians. None of us sort of mere mortal residents ever have an inkling of that. And I'm sure that, not everyone is interested in that, but can we try and make that more accessible?
Now, would you, in the beginning of the conversation, you said you're keen to work with structures that exist at the moment.
Yes.
Presumably, you could strengthen the existing hand of the Ratepayers mm-hmm. Association, for example, because they're pretty much at the stove face to a degree. Also, I think looking for, when it comes to hands and minds, to expand on the work that needs to be done.
Yeah.
Is there a room in what you've created to join forces mm-hmm. in some way?
You know, Dave, last year in July, we learned that anything can be done if we are willing to set our differences aside and work together. And so, absolutely, people in Dokra, for example, were working hand in hand with us day after day through the crisis in July last year. And there's no reason why without the will, why we can't continue to do that.
Because I'm just thinking, you have, obviously there are departure points, but there's a lot of common ground, and always it's much stronger together, particularly if there is a common cause.
Yeah.
So this is good news, and I think it's something that that we're going to be following very closely and supporting, because it's praiseworthy. I mean, the fact that you guys are both volunteers, like so many good folk, just actually tired of nothing happening, and by standing up and making things happen, even if you do ruffle feathers from time to time, that's part of the course, and that's what leadership is about, and that's what the community, I think, has been missing for a long time, is effective determined leadership for simply a better deal all round. So we salute you. I certainly do.
Dave, can I just take the opportunity to plug our email address for volunteers?
Surely.
Anyone who would like to volunteer, and it doesn't have to be professional skills. We're looking at people who have a construction background or even an administration background. Obviously, you know, anyone with a municipal and or financial background would also be fantastic. But if anyone wants to be part of our volunteer army, they could please email us at info@kdrf.org.za.
info@kdrf.org.za. We'll get back to that in just a while. You wanted to ask a question?
Speaking of ruffling feathers, I just wanted to ask, what's your response to the notion that the Residents Forum is pushing an Action SA agenda?
Well, I think Warwick's made it very clear we're going to be working with anyone who wants to work with us. Action SA has already indicated that they will be working with us. I've already spoken to some other councillors in the IFP. We have all of the DA councillors on our residence group number one, and they respond. We're willing to work with anyone who wants to make a difference. I need to make clear that we're not anti-Kwadakuza municipality. We want to work with the Kwadakuza municipality, but we want to see some change. We want to see some accountability. For every rand that is spent in ratepayers or tax money that comes from province, we want to see 1 rand's worth of value.
And there, I think, is a good point to pause for now. Mm-hmm. But I'd like to extend an invitation. Where there are issues that need publicity and action, we'd like to open a dialogue with you. So you've got an open invitation to interface. Where there is an opportunity and a need, we'd be very happy to be part of the solution, as I think most of the members of the Convocation of the Greater Dolphin Coast Region at this point in time was hands in the air and saying, us too. So if you want to get involved, info@kdrf.org.za, and the information is there for you. And we certainly encourage you to do this, because obviously with good leadership and working together, things become a lot clearer and a lot brighter. So, Rian, Warwick, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We look forward to continuing the conversation.
Thanks, Dave, and thanks to all your listeners.
And here it is. The morning show continues on 88 FM. Here is Meghan Trainor, by the way.